This is a guided journey and is best taken alone and in quiet with your journal by your side. Writing will assist you to ground this archetype in your being, so make sure you have everything you need to come back and journal. I would like you to close your eyes, or if you are driving, find another time to explore this section of the CD. Take a deep breath and ground yourself deeply into Mother Earth by sending a grounding cord, like a tail or a root, into the center of the earth, wrapping itself tightly around her core. Now take another deep breath and call in some energy from Father Sky, down into and through your crown chakra or the top of your head. Feel yourself being held between earth and sky as you follow my voice into a deeper state of relaxation. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and as I do, imagine that you are descending deeper and deeper into yourself and into non-ordinary time. Going down now to 10, stepping down to 9, descending deeper and deeper to 8, down to 7, relaxing deeper to 6, down to 5, relaxing and letting go to 4, even deeper now to 3, and 2, and down to 1, at the bottom of the stairway, all the way to the deepest level. Imagine now that you are on a pathway leading through a friendly forest. Allow yourself to open your inner senses as you walk, or maybe just float down that pathway and find a magical grove of trees standing in a circle. This is where you will meet yourself as priestess. All the different aspects of your priestess self that you have been. Now find the big comfortable chair that is there for you to sit down, relax, and begin to let the impressions or images come to you as I speak them. See yourself as the medicine woman. Then let that go and see yourself as the geisha. Let that go. See yourself as the witch. Let that go. See yourself as the channel. Let that go. See yourself as the sacred prostitute. Let that go. See yourself as the nun. Let that go. Noticing which of these impress you the most, which you feel a definite connection or alignment with. As you see yourself as the courtesan, let that go. See yourself as the shamaness, let that go. See yourself as the healer, letting that go. See yourself as the medium. Let that go. See yourself as the astrologer. Let that go. See yourself as the poetess. Let that go. See yourself as the nurse. Let that go. As the artist. Letting that go. As the prophetess. As the diviner. As the wise crone, letting that go. See yourself as the midwife, letting that go. As the curandero, as the oracle. See yourself as the corporate woman of power. As the political leader. Letting that go. As the social leader. Letting that go. And now I'm going to be silent as you call in anyone else who wants to be seen. Now gather around you all of these images that you deeply connected with. You may not remember them all exactly, and that's okay. Just call them all in. Acknowledge these images as aspects of your priestess within, and thank them for reappearing in your psyche and for all the hidden ways they may have been working in your life. Have you been walking the path of the priestess in subtle and other than conscious ways? It can be frightening to call back selves that may have been blamed, persecuted, or shut down for thousands of years. Perhaps it is time to let yourself know that it is safe now. It is safe for those aspects of your feminine self to express again in some way. Perhaps you can let your priestess self know that there is a bigger picture happening on this earth, here and now, that calls forth the divine feminine once more. You can let her know that priestessing the planet is about letting your priestess self hold the container for the divine feminine to return once again. Our planet is calling for restoration of the feminine principles in all ways. The priestess archetype is a powerful intermediary between our human and divine selves, between earth and heaven, feminine and masculine, the shadow and the light, peace and conflict, order and chaos, death and rebirth. She has the capacity to understand the polarities and dualities of these powerful times of change on our planet, and to assist in her own way to facilitate that change, to help resolve those polarities. Our inner priestess walks between the worlds, between our humble human selves and the experience of the earth reality, and weaves that together with divinity. You can think of her energy as like a figure eight. She dips down into the human experience and then weaves and loops back up into the divine, and in that way finds compassion with power. Your priestess self has her own place on the wheel of life. She does not need to look like anyone else or any other priestess. The goddess revels in diversity. And so it is with the new priestess. She is as diverse as the many faces of the goddess through time. The priestess is a reflection of the goddess on earth, and so finds her own form and function according to her own inner authority. unlike the dying patriarchal culture of these times, which would want women to fit into the molds that serve its uses, the new priestess archetype celebrates the uniqueness of the feminine. Now ask those aspects of your priestess self to merge now into one, into your priestess within. Take a moment to let this happen. Notice everything that you can about her. How does she look? How does she feel? Penetrate her depths and feel her passion, her integrity, her purpose, her connection to the sacred, her strong intuition, her ability to see the overview, the big picture. Now ask her to show you how she relates to your present life, this place in time where there really are no temples, only moment-to-moment ways we can show up and bring the most of our sacred intentions to life. What are your deepest desires to live a spiritual life without repressing or denying any of the other dimensions of your life? What in your life may have to die or be let go of in order for your priestess self to be able to find her rightful place in your life? Are you willing to walk this powerful path, knowing that to connect deeply with your spiritual power, you will have to face your fears around your own power? This is the initiation phase of embodying the priestess. It is not just a concept or a spiritual idea. It is a living reality, a template for living the life of your deepest spiritual calling. Can you embrace it all and call it sacred? Take some time to let this seed in you, to let her show you how she wants to be connected to your life right here and now. Now step completely into her and find yourself able to walk around the forest grove in your priestess self. How does it feel? Do you feel any taller, stronger, more resilient, accepting, scary, detached, whole? Let yourself find a few words to describe the feelings as you continue to walk around in her beingness. Now, if you are willing, bring your priestess self with you as we leave the forest and come back down the pathway to the bottom of the stairway. Follow me up the stairs slowly, but a little more quickly than we went down the stairs. Starting now, coming up to one, up to two, coming up to three and four, beginning to start to come back at five and six, moving your body a little now at seven, stretching at eight, up to nine, and opening your eyes at 10. Feeling yourself back in ordinary time and space, but noticing that something is different. Go ahead now and find your journal and your pen and title the top of a page, Rememberings, My Priestess Within. Rememberings, My Priestess Within. Underneath this, list images, thoughts, or feelings you had during this guided journey, numbering them until you get 8 to 12 of them. You do not need to write complete sentences here. just phrases or ideas or descriptions. When you have completed your list, create a summary paragraph or two of this experience. In closing, your inner priestess is an alive, dynamic, vivid part of your feminine nature if you allow her to be. All women have a remembering of when it was safe for us to do ritual, to honor the cycles and seasons and phases of the moon, the stars and the planets, to celebrate life passages and to mark all the transitions and changes of life as sacred. Women are naturally in touch with nature, with the elements, with sexuality, sensuality, and the healing forces. This is a natural function of the feminine and our divine birthright. It is our birthright to walk in our own personal and spiritual power. At this turning of the ages, we call our priestess selves back with joy, enthusiasm, and full life force energy. Blessed be.